Good morning, Lewis, and welcome to another edition of the UK Business Morning. Today, we have a rather fascinating story about economic growth in the first quarter of the year. The Office for National Statistics has just confirmed that the UK's economy grew by 0.7% from January to March. That's the fastest pace in a year, right?
That's right, Alice. And what's interesting is that this is the ONS second attempt at estimating growth for that period. Usually, they revise their numbers, but this time they left it unchanged. So, it seems the initial estimate was pretty accurate. But how does this fit into the bigger picture?
Well, the UK was the fastest growing economy in the G7. That's a big deal. But we have to remember that this growth happened before the new national insurance changes took effect. So it might be the last time the Chancellor, Rachel Reeves, can celebrate good economic news this year. What do you think about that?
It's an important point. The changes in the national insurance system are expected to have a significant impact on businesses. And with over 100,000 payroll jobs lost in a single month, there's a real sense of unease in the market. April's GDP figures already showed a contraction of 0.3%. That's a worrying trend.
Yeah, and the services sector was a big driver of that 0.7% growth. Production and construction also contributed, along with increased household spending. But if consumers are losing confidence and holding back on spending, that could really hurt the economy moving forward.
Absolutely. And it's not just the domestic factors. The ongoing trade tensions with the US under Trump's Liberation Day tariffs are adding to the uncertainty. That's another layer of complexity for the Chancellor to deal with.
So what do you think the Chancellor's next step should be, Lewis?
I think she needs to focus on restoring confidence, both for businesses and consumers. That means finding ways to stimulate investment and encourage spending, maybe through targeted support or tax incentives. But with the global economic climate being so unpredictable, it's going to be a tough act to follow.
That's a great point. And with the bad vibes affecting business investment and consumer behaviour, it's clear that perception is becoming reality. The challenge is going to be sustaining the momentum from the first quarter while addressing these emerging issues. It's quite a tightrope walk, isn't it?
It really is. And as we look at the monthly GDP figures, we need to keep in mind that they can be quite noisy. So, while April's contraction is concerning, we should also be cautious about overreacting to any one month's data. But the trend is definitely pointing in the right direction for the wrong reasons.
Right, and with the job market looking increasingly fragile, we can't ignore the human impact of these economic shifts. It's not just numbers on a page, it's real people who are feeling the strain.
Definitely. So, while the first quarter's growth is a positive sign, it's going to be up to the Chancellor to ensure that this momentum is maintained and that the economy doesn't slip into a deeper downturn. It's a tall order, but not impossible.
Well, that's our look at the latest economic news. We'll be back tomorrow with more updates and analysis. Lewis, thank you as always for joining me.
Thanks, Alice. Until next time, everyone.